So yeah, we're going to talk about Fedora Core for the OEM marketplace or enterprise. My name is Jesse Keating. A lot of you probably know me online, mailing lists. I go by the name of Ender on IRC.
So that's you?
So I'm an employee of Pogo Linux. I've been working there for a couple of years. They do servers, they do workstations, they do all kinds of cool things with Linux. I also head up the Fedora Legacy project, and that was more by me continually asking what's going to happen with Fedora Legacy because I really cared about it for my company, and Red Hat in general saying, you do something with it, so I ran with it. I'm also a member of the brand newly formed Fedora Extra Steering Committee, which we'll talk about a little bit later this afternoon. And I'm also your prototypical geek. I like doing geeky things, and most of you guys do. So first off, what is the OEM Enterprise? The OEM Enterprise, or OEM itself, stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. And what they typically do is they buy open architecture hardware, sort of off-the-shelf type stuff, put them into machines, install an operating system on it, and ship it off to a customer. Now they use off-the-shelf stuff for maximum compatibility. Systems are usually sold direct to customers rather than through distribution channels. So who would buy OEM systems? Universities and other educational institutes typically buy a lot of OEM systems. Government facilities or groups within government facilities, medium-sized businesses and large-sized businesses with smaller purchasing groups or group budgets. Also, open architecture and OEM systems are pretty popular with QA and test labs for, again, maximum compatibility of their testing. And same with the software development labs and test labs of all types. Most of these labs and development houses, they don't really want to develop for a proprietary architecture that nobody else is going to use other than that custom for that company's small set of clients. So they'll go after the big market, which is the OEM stuff. So who sells OEM systems? Well, since I work for Pogo, of course, Pogo Linux is going to be listed first up there. We do sell direct to customers. We do use open architecture stuff. And we also put Linux on it. So this is actually more of a list of not only who sells OEM systems, but also who sells OEM systems pre-installed with Linux. Penguin Computing, they also sell systems with Linux, and in fact, I see that they're now doing Fedora on them. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's pretty darn cool. Other vendors include Dell, HP, and IBM, and I'm sure there's a lot more out there that I can't really think of them right now. There's, I'm sure, a lot of mom-and-pop shops that'll sell to your local community that'll probably do a Linux pre-install for you, but these are some of the more national big names that you might have heard. So why Fedora in the OEM enterprise? That's a question that gets asked quite a lot by my customers and other people in the industry. So Fedora Core has a really low cost of ownership. It's highly flexible also in the idea that you can modify large parts of the operating system without breaking support agreements. So we've got customers that really want to custom brand it, they want to change the kernel, they want to add their software, they want to do all kinds of stuff to it, yet still get support from us on it. In a Red Hat Enterprise environment, it's probably not going to happen as best as they like, because Red Hat's usually going to wash their hands of anything that they've self-modified, unless they've got a really cool salesperson like Spot over there. There's also a very active user community and developer community that's built up around the Fedora project. These people in the community are more than willing to help support companies and users, you know, use the product, modify the product, make it work best for them. We all want to see the project survive, and the best way to make the product survive is to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. And lastly, Fedora Core is a very high quality product, and it's most often the better choice than some of the other free distributions that are out there for the taking. Fedora usually seems to be a lot more polished, seems to work a little bit better with all the software that's included. The upgrades are really good, the installation is really good, and you know the people around it are a lot friendlier. So So how, as an OEM vendor, or how as sort of a consultant, which I'm sure a lot of you typically are, how do we sell Fedora to OEM customers? And by sell, I mean, how do we pitch it to them? How do we make them take it instead of going for, you know, SUSE Enterprise or even Microsoft Windows, something that has a consumer backend or a commercial backend? So the biggest way is to talk about the values of Fedora to the customers, like the stuff I talked about in the last slide. You can't just say, hey, here's Fedora, it's great, but you should use it. And end user's gonna go, why? So things that make it great, you've got to explain it to them, got to pitch it so that, you know, they see the value to it in what they're doing. Another good way to get customer buy-up on it is by offering and assuring end-user support. The biggest thing that a lot of companies fear about Linux, in particular community-based Linux, is that there's no good support for it. And as an OEM vendor, we can say, look, we'll provide that end-user support for you. You don't have to go to the operating system vendor. We're here. We'll do it. You can also offer a longer lifespan if this is a concern of your customers. Fedora Legacy comes into play here, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, not all companies are on, say, a six-month or one-year schedule for upgrading. A lot of them are a two-year, year and a half, something like that. Between Fedora Project and Fedora Legacy, we can achieve that length of span, a length of lifespan that they need. How does getting Fedora in the OEM help the community? OEM vendors tend to have access to a lot of really cool hardware that project members don't always have access to. This access can be extended to the community for various reasons. OEM vendors also tend to have a better relationship with those vendors of hardware, and we're able to put pressure on them to fix things. You know, when the community comes across something that's inherently broken, the way certain hardware works or certain, you know, software for hardware works, it's not always easy for that community member to get a hold of somebody at this large customer company foo and say, hey, look, this is broken, you gotta fix it. You're just gonna get blown off. However, OEM vendors, you know, when we're buying large amounts of hardware from vendor foo, they're typically going to listen to what we have to say. And there's been a lot of cases where OEM vendors have been the champion for open source projects to get things done. OEM vendors can also spread the word of Linux and Fedora to their customers who might not hear about it otherwise. A lot of the times when I'm pitching things to customers, I'll get the question, you know, what the heck is Fedora? I've never heard of it. Then we can launch into our whole spiel about it, and it's even more people who are educated about the fact that Fedora is out there, Fedora works, Fedora is useful, and the more the people know, the better. Sort of the reverse of that, how does the community help OEM vendors? And here, really the two main things that really help is faster adaptation of new technologies and a better relationship between vendors, developers, and the community at large. So the community can help OEM vendors by working on new hardware technologies at a more rapid pace, given the greater access to the hardware that the OEM vendors can provide. So as an OEM vendor, our customers are constantly wanting the next new piece of hardware, the next little bit of performance increase, the next greatest thing that's around the corner. And a lot of times Linux doesn't always work with that, especially not right off the bat. So having a better relationship with the community and with the developers, we can take this brand new hardware that we're getting and arrange for, you know, demos to the community, logins to the system, just some way to help the OEM vendor get that piece of hardware to work. And the more pieces of brand new hardware that Fedora works on just makes it even a better piece of software. And like I said before, we talked a little bit about Fedora Legacy and its role in the OEM marketplace. So Fedora Legacy is very important to OEM vendors. OEM customers are, like I said, usually not on a one-year upgrade plan, and Fedora Legacy gives them an even longer period. Fedora Legacy also shows a community commitment to the product and those that use the product. So it's not one of these fire and forget type of operating systems that that nobody is going to stand behind. We've got a large community that says, hey, look, we like it, we use it, we're going to make it last even longer, we're happy with it. The Thor Legacy Group is also working on a framework that will allow companies and will allow OEM vendors as well as individual companies to extend the life themselves for an even longer period of time. This means, you know, sharing our tools, sharing our frameworks, sharing the CVS, basically making it easy for them when we're done with it to pick up where we left off and continue doing it in-house the easiest way possible. Final thoughts. So Fedora Core, of course, is not targeted nor suited for large enterprise customers. That's what Red Hat Enterprise Linux is for, and you know, I'm not trying to say that Fedora can fit that bill. Doesn't mean that Fedora isn't capable for a large majority of OEM customers. It works well, you know, it's free, it's low cost of ownership. There's no reason why the large majority of people can't use it. The Fedora community, working with the OEM vendors, can provide a higher quality product and project for all the reasons I've mentioned before, and many more I wasn't able to think of while writing this presentation. It's rather quick, but that's pretty much all I got on that. Are there any questions or comments or anything like that? Good.
So how has it been working out for you guys so far? I mean, I know that you guys are offering it to a whole bunch of people, you know, all the hardware and stuff, but Fedora, what are the major, I guess, roadblocks that you've seen so far, the major complaints that you've gotten from the customers that you've shipped this to, and I guess they're constantly wanting either the legacy updates that probably aren't ready yet and certain things like that?
So the question is sort of what roadblocks have we run up against? And you know, and I speak of Pogo Linux when I say this, we transitioned over to Fedora Core extremely fast. We were a Red Hat Linux shop, and because of sort of my refusal to use anything but a Red Hat product at the time, we switched over to Fedora Core. And at first, a lot of customers were just very confused. What is this? Where did it come from? Why are you shipping it to me? What am I supposed to do with it? So the first big roadblock was sort of educating our customers that this is the same thing we've always sent you, just has a new name on it, and a slightly different way that's being prepared and being presented. But in reality, it really is pretty much the same thing that you were getting all along. Following that, another big roadblock we have is combating the FUD that goes around about the Fedora project. You know, some Joe end user or some admin that's slightly involved with us or trying to buy from us, they'll say that they've read some article on some website that just totally pisses on Fedora. And they really don't want to get a piece of hardware like that. They're just going to, you know, blindly agree with whatever was on a web page, because if it's on the internet, it must be true. So we have to combat, you know, sort of what they bring in is that FUD, and we have to, you know, sort of be the champion for Fedora and set the end user straight, no, that's not really what's going on. Here's the real story behind that. Trust us, it's okay, it's all right. You're not gonna, you know, it's not gonna eat your babies. Everything's gonna be okay.
Eat your brain.
What we're facing now, as you know, the Fedora releases are transitioning over to Fedora Legacy, is customers are asking, okay, now that Red Hat's not doing the updates, where do we go? And it's educating them about Fedora Legacy, you know, helping them change their configuration files over so they're getting those updates, and proving to them that we're still committed to supporting you on this, not just the software updates, but as well as the product in general. And another thing that we get a lot of is, how do we upgrade? You know, we've got machines that are remote locations. We can't really bring them down, but we want to upgrade them. We want to get this new kernel to 6. We want to get this new feature foo. What do we do to get this done?
Your machines are our
machines.
Customers' machines.
It's mostly the customers' machines, but you know, even it's not always a Pogo machine they're talking about. They'll come to us and say, we've got some other machine that we've and put Fedora on because you sent it and it worked really good. Now what do we do with it? So it's the same type of thing we got all along with Red Hat Linux. We still had the same questions. It's NIST now under a different name, different face. And the policies are even, or the procedures are even easier with a lot of work that Seth has been doing with Yum and the other backends to make the transition a lot easier. Anything else?
Well, okay, so a lot of your products sort of intersect or overlap with a lot of offerings that Red Hat has, with enterprise things.
So what differentiates Fedora Core plus Fedora Legacy from Red Hat Enterprise? Is that kind of the question?
Well, what differentiates, I mean, you're using Fedora as the basis for your solution.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going off and selling and competing, I think, in some instances, Red Hat Enterprise Linux to certain sets of customers. If I'm wrong, let me know. I've just read from what I've read on your website about the, you know, you're offering clustering, you're offering storage solutions, and they're doing the same thing. So,
well, that's one of the common misnomers of my company, and we've been trying to fix that for a very long time. Fogo Linux is not a software company. We are a hardware company. So the storage solutions we offer, it's our hardware with the Linux software installed on top of it. By default, we always push Fedora. It's easier for us to get and sell. It's easier for us to install and modify.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of times good for the customer in the bottom line. We have a cheaper bid. Not to say that we don't support Red Hat Enterprise. And I think 99.9% of our products are capable of having Red Hat Enterprise Linux on it. So in a sense, we do try and take some revenue away from Red Hat and pitch everything to Fedora at first. But we'll work with the customer, and if their needs really aren't fulfilled well by Fedora Core, even with Fedora Legacy, then you know we immediately jump to, well, hey, what about this Red Hat Enterprise?
Okay, so you're going in with the total, Fedora Linux is going in with a hardware software solution for the customer.
Right, right. Whatever combination that may be. But you know, me, I like Fedora, so I'm doing everything I can within my company to make sure that Fedora is the solution for all times when, you know, it's clearly not the solution. You know, clearly when enterprise is needed, then sure, we'll go with that.
All right.
But for everything else, hey, we'll try and go with Fedora.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen any interest, I mean, have any of your guys' customers come to you and specifically said, you know, we want the RHEL offering and we don't want Fedora on it? I'm just curious to know that, and if so, some of the reasons that they, you know, because I mean, supposedly, you know, you're supposed to reassure them and have them trust in the platform you're providing them. So I just want, just sort of curious as to if any customers came to you, why, what their concerns were regarding their choice of platform and why they wanted to switch.
So we have had customers come to us and specifically said, hey, we want RHEL. Whatever hardware you say is good for whatever need, no matter what, it's got to have RHEL on it. And in a few cases, because they already have a site license, there's a few cases where you know they've got very specific support needs, and they're going to want, on the software side of it, they're going to want an escalation point where they're guaranteed within a certain amount of time they're going to get addressed and somebody's going to be working on it. When they go through Fedora, they know that they're going to be talking to us. We're going to do what we can, but since we're not the operating system vendor, we're going to eventually have to go out to the developers, the community, you know, Red Hat at large, and say, you know, this is what our customers are seeing. How can we fix this? And there's no guarantee that Red Hat's not going to say, you know what, that's not really our problem. That's an unsupported operating system. Why don't you try the next release? It should fix those problems. So a customer knows, or a lot of customers know, that if they're with enterprise, then there's a certain guarantee that, you know, as long as their product is supported, their problem will be fixed. That's just the way it's going to be. And customers know that, they've been pitched that by Red Hat, and they're coming to us and saying, hey, we want your hardware. We're either going to put enterprise on it ourselves, or you can do it for us.
Cool, awesome.
There is a lot of that too. If they're going to run software that only supports enterprise, then they're stuck. They have to get enterprise. Or they can have an unsupported software, and in most places when they're spending that much money for software, aren't going to go without the support. Anything else? Great, thanks for coming.